A few thoughts on the setting the background here, that if we begin at verse 7, we have certain expressions that are unique. The same day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us. I want to emphasize this, go and prepare us. He associates the disciples with him from the start. Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. It's remarkable how the Lord associates his disciples with him and to enter into this. And they said to him, where wilt thou that we prepare? They take it up immediately as he had instructed them, that we prepare. And then he gives the instructions that, again, every detail here is ordered of the Lord. And they will meet a man bearing a pitcher. Follow him into the house where he entereth. So the Lord, who had his own, would have his own together in order to celebrate this wondrous memorial feast, this Passover, and then the supper, the sufferings. It gives directions that the Master saith unto thee. So there was a definite plan that he had, that the Lord ordered these circumstances, these events. He had control of it. And then the Master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber? Who's the Master? Where shall eat the Passover? And he will show you a large upper room furnished there. Make ready. So here, all these details go before. And they went and found it as he had said unto them. And they made ready the Passover. And then the verses that we began with, 14. And when the hour was come, an appointed time, it was all designed. Luke is very meticulous, giving us times, years, dates, and so on. And so he writes that the hour was come. He sat down and the 12 apostles with him. They were together. He unites together with the disciples in the enjoyment of this feast.
I'm certain that the brethren, once we come to the bread and the cup, recognize that it was something that was known from the Old Testament. But I like the thought, it is the moral order of things in the Gospel of Luke. And that will help me a little bit when we anticipate Lord's Day to respond to the voice of holy love. As we have heard from Brother Jake, it is important to recognize the setting once again, that there was a sense of preparation. The only two apostles that ever spoke about the Lamb, was John and Peter out of the 12. They mentioned the word Lamb in their writings. But they were also exhorted to prepare. And dear brethren, how wonderful this tender request. But from our end, it requires preparation. It's not an electric switch that we come on Lord's Day morning, we turn it on, and let's remember the Lord. There is a sense of exercise before his presence. There is a sense of preparing. Every time you saw somebody coming into the presence of the Lord, there was something prepared and presented, even the wise men. The other thought is he brings, although there is a preparation, it is in an upper room that is already furnished. Nothing by the design of man. Nothing of man. And when we come together, it is not a way of gathering that we designate and we dictate. It is something that is already furnished. It is something that is already set by the blueprint we have, the Word of God. The hour has come. We have spoke about the appointed time. But perhaps, dear brethren, morally, it can speak to us as well. This time of anticipation requires us to be in the appointed time at the right time. Sometimes one senses we take this occasion so casually, like coming into anybody's presence. We come in anytime we want. We walk in, we eat. But let's just keep it morally before us. When the hour was come, everyone was there. Dear brethren, let's be encouraged in the new year to be there in his presence early enough that when the time comes, we can freely start. And then its scripture says, he sat down. Brethren, there is no restful condition like this occasion where we can rest in his presence and rest in all what love has done, as the hymn writer would say.
I wonder if we, just a question. How is that preparation made in our hearts individually? Preparation to remember the Lord. I'm wondering if we don't get something in the fact that the Passover preceded this. How does that apply to us?
If we might just add a thought from John 6 that might be very helpful there. The matter of eating his flesh and drinking his blood. That is the ongoing exercise that must be carried on by us on a weekly basis. The days prior to the supper should be the enjoyment of his death. In eating his flesh, drinking the blood, we are entering into what it speaks of in regard to his suffering love. So that prepares us to enter into the actual supper on the first day of the week. John Ajami made reference to the fact that the upper room was furnished. So there was nothing that we had to bring, but it distinctly says, there make ready. I see that as what is to be done personally. The eating and drinking of his blood, drinking his blood, eating of his flesh. That's the personal exercise that must go on in order to take up the occasion on the first day of the week.